This goes to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N, and like November, P like practice, fax 989-463-9360, and Maple View Retirement Community, fax 989-875-3779. Regarding LaVon, L-A, capital V-O-N-N-E, Gable, G-A-B-L-E, date of birth 10-7-1935. Dear Nikki and staff of Maple View Retirement Community, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Gable with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, chronic atrial fibrillation, severe venous stasis with chronic lymphedema of the lower extremities, and hypertension. Her last visit was January 7th of 2025. She does have a cardiologist, and he recently has been working with the lymphedema. In addition to wearing compression wraps on the lower extremities, she's currently taking 60 milligrams of Lasix a day. And he's going to go up by 20 milligram daily to 40 milligram twice a day to see if that will help with the lymphedema. It sometimes travels higher up the legs and then into her lower abdomen also. She currently denies shortness of breath, no orthopnea or PND, no chest pain, and no symptoms from the chronic atrial fibrillation other than mild shortness of breath with exertion. She states that she enjoys residing at Maple View Retirement Community currently. Medication list is reviewed. Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. Atenolol 25 milligram twice a day. Pepcid 20 milligram daily. Lisinopril 40 milligram daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Lipitor 40 milligram daily, vitamin C daily, Tylenol 650 milligram twice a day, eye vitamin daily, Lasix as previously described, Lantus is 22 units daily, Synthroid 100 microgram daily, Miralax 17 gram daily, Flonase nasal spray as needed once a day. Biofreeze eye drops also. Physical exam. Her weight is 228 pounds, and that's a 6-pound increase over the last 9 months. Pulse is 85 and irregular. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 122 over 62. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension or lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is irregular with a grade 2 over 6 murmur. Abdomen soft, obese, and she does have some firmness at the lower aspect of her abdomen, although her upper legs are not firm and they feel soft and there's no edema in the upper legs. Lower extremities are 4 plus edema. And they're wrapped very tightly with compression wraps that are Velcro in nature. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 30th of 2025, and creatinine is slightly higher than previous levels, 1.15 and 1.3 previously. It is 1.4 currently. Her glucose was 249 random. Sodium 139, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 28, hemoglobin 12.8, white count was 3.8, normal platelet levels. Albumin is 4.5, phosphorus 4.1, and estimated GFR is 36. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked her to continue having labs every 3 months and a lab order was sent with her since they were able to draw them at Maple View Retirement Community. Two, chronic atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Three, severe venous stasis with maximum edema of the lower extremities, currently on Lasix, and I suspect that's why the creatinine level is slightly higher. She will be having more lab studies checked a week after she increases from 60 to 80 milligrams of Lasix a day. And the cardiologist is aware of the effect that Lasix has on renal function, but also we have to balance the severe edema and try to treat that also. And four, hypertension, currently stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.